With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democratic Party's nominee for vice president does not align with mainstream American values. On the Salem Media Group's program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson said that Kamala Harris has picked a left-wing running mate.
Tim Walz is a far leftist. I mean, he's giving sanction to socialism. He thinks it's a great idea. He says that we ought to have sanctuary cities and that illegal aliens ought to have driver's licenses. I mean, this guy does not line up with the values of the American people, and I think this is a very telling thing because they have a pro-Hamas wing in the Democratic Party, and she was afraid she'd start a civil war in their party. That's where we are. The objective facts cannot be overlooked.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill. That starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. The nation's death rate fell last year compared to the year before. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Federal health data find nearly 3.1 million Americans died in 2023. That's about 200,000 fewer than the year before. And health officials say it has to do with the easing COVID pandemic. Coronavirus deaths in 2021 spiked the number up to 3.4 million. But as the pandemic ebbed, so did patient deaths. Leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and injuries that include gunshots. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A troubled U.S. aerospace giant has a new CEO. One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars and is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school. Michael Harrington explains why.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's selection for running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democrat Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws and promote the LGBT agenda, especially among children, and legalize recreational marijuana use. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is trying to crack down on what it's costing the state to deal with treating illegal aliens. We get more on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The order will mean that the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs to the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office.
And that report from correspondent Bernie Bennett. This is SRN News.